This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Serpent People.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Worshippers of Yig.
Mm-hmm. Here they are. Timeless and immemorial. They've gone through several different societal epochs. And some of them might still exist today.
Which is all well and good. Yep. And there are smart ones and there are dumb ones. And I was all ready to be super bored about this until you realize that their first set was destroyed by the coming of the dinosaurs.
Yep.
Which means somewhere there was a Yig dinosaur war and we did not get it.
There's a Yig dinosaur war and there's all kinds of bullshit that I learned in school that I learned instead of that.
Yep. I would like to see the Yig fight the dinosaurs.
Yes.
And the dinosaurs won.
Right.
Like these are sorcerers that worship, you know, elder gods and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still not, you know, they're still dinosaurs though. Like these guys can fucking cast the Vor sign. And like, if they get together 40 of them and are in a certain rock formation, they might be able to summon, you know, Yogg-Sothoth or whatever. And then like a dinosaur just came up and was like, while you're standing in a circle, like we bit you and you died.
I mean, who knows? There may just be like a biological incompatibility. Mm. You know, the dinosaurs could be carrying crazy dino diseases.
They could have a War of the World at them.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Never thought about a dinosaur disease.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a cool like alternate take on Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah.
Like they try to, you know, they clone a dinosaur and the dinosaur sneezes and then like people start fucking boils and everything.
Okay. Hey Gary, how do you think cloning works? Because the microbes and various things in your body are not also created by you.
Well, if they're a virus, no. Okay. Or a bacteria, but what if it's like a different kind of disease, you know? What if it's like just a property of their...
Oh, it's like a spore.
Saliva or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, and now we're talking. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm really sorry that I poo-pooed your idea.
Yeah, like, I understand, like, how viruses work. You know? If anyone knows how viruses work, it's me.
Right.
If anyone...
Yeah.
Anyone
on this entire goddamn blue marble.
If one person knows, it's Gary fucking Butterfield. Those viruses work.
If these things were killed by the dinosaurs, why is a common spell for them to transform into humans?
I don't know. That's probably what happened. Is they were all in human form. The dinosaurs were like, yeah, fuck yeah, cha-ching. Time for eat. You know,
just roll up on dune buggies with pipes. Like, just here they come.
Yeah. Oh shit. And then they were like, well, next time we won't all be in human form, so we can use some of our cool snake powers. You know.
Yeah. So yeah,
like, they don't have. Like they're pretty lame, actually.
Yeah. I'm glad they're dead.
Fuck these guys. In all the games about Lovecraft stuff, like all the board games, Yig is always like one of the I've been playing the Elder Sign iOS game.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty fun. Like I recommend that for like time wasting. Yeah. Like the learning curve is high, but like once you get it, it's like a pretty fun.
Yeah, I've always bounced off of it because of how impenetrable it is.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
Like I had to watch someone play it.
Mm.
It was one of those things. Like that's been my new it's like interesting. It's in the discussion of like tutorials versus written tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like I don't want to watch somebody like show me where the secret is in a level, but if a strategy game comes out, like watching somebody play it for a second,
oh yeah,
is actually super useful.
Yeah, like well, just like am I looking at this the right way?
Yeah, exactly. Like how does this, you know, maybe this just didn't tutorialize itself very well.
Mm-hmm.
But they always have Yig as one of the main bad guys, and I can't imagine anything more boring than running a Call of Cthulhu game and like making your big bad be Yig and the Cult of Yig. Like
okay.
Like snakes are not, you know, okay to just have them around.
Right. No, they can't stay.
You know, like, yeah, we can't have snakes, but at the same time, like, it's not what you, it's very D&D.
No.
It's very Conan.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so. Just different flavors. That, you know, it is not the high concept stuff that I would, that I come to this setting for.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see snakes. I can get you a snake by 4 p.m. today. It's fine.
Yeah. You got a snake guy.
Yeah.
Do you ever consider getting a snake? Like as a pet?
I'm not really, no. And I understand they're relatively low maintenance. Yeah, no. I think they can be cute, you know, like just like a ball python or whatever. But
yeah. No. A little like snoopable, boopable snoot.
Yeah.
Kind of snake.
That's fine. It's just not for me. Yeah. I don't know that I want to get a. I thought about getting turtles, but the bad thing about turtles is they're just kind of in a tank.
Yeah, you die if you touch them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They're crawling with disease.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're cute, but also they're poison. Yep. Yeah, that's a good thing. Like, yeah, that's a bad thing about them. They make all the house into food in your house turn into fucking dented cans.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that I want to go in for a tank pet. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you? You asked that like you got snake plans.
I considered it for sure. Like I've got I got snake plans. I mean, I'm getting together with my snake mans to discuss our snake plans. I thought about it before. I think they're real cute. I saw a couple pictures of them. They're real cute. And every once in a while, I think about like what my life would look like with more pets.
Oh yeah.
Like having more things to take care of would not be worse. I don't think.
Right.
It might be better. Like I already don't play with Pocket quite enough,
mm-hmm.
but having like a low maintenance pet on top of that would just be like another little buddy, you know?
Well, no, you just get a snake so Pocket can play with a snake.
Pocket would be really good with a snake. I think.
Yeah.
He loves snake shaped things, you know, like I could just feed Pocket one snake once a week.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that
snake. Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't want to get a snake because I don't want to go to a store and buy something called Pinkies.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't do Pinkies. Like if I did a snake, I would have like some kind of off-brand Pinkies tab.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.